Hi, this is Control Alt Lee, and today is the July 30th, coming up on the end of the month. Today's Art Day was a little bit weird. My husband stayed home from work today, so I spent some more time with him than usual, and I ended up cleaning for about an hour to 2 hours today, outside of my usual tidying up. I was just really tired today. Like, I cleaned, and then, like, I was tired, so I took a little nap, and then I got up. And then after I got up, I ate, and they asked me to clean again, so I cleaned in the bathroom. And one of the reasons that I ended up napping in the first place is because I thought about something really depressing, because I'd read about something really depressing on the internet yesterday. And thinking about this depressing thing, I just started crying, and I probably cried for like 45 minutes to an hour. And after I cry, I really need a nap, so I took an hour nap. I know that sounds silly, but I'm not going to repeat the depressing thing, because it's really depressing. But, I'm a super sensitive person, so, like, if I even just read a message of, like, one horrible thing happening, it just ruins my whole day. I've always been like that. My grandma's like that. I think it's genetic. Anyways, so, I didn't really get any art or writing done until after 5. After 5, my husband was like, "What do you want to do?" I'm like, "I just want to be at my computer." So I sat down on my computer. I've been wanting to play Vampire the Masquerade, but I can't find any good groups locally. So I just did, like, a text roleplay of that where I'm DMing. And I have a plot in mind, so it's not just, like, randomly wandering. But that's pretty fun because I'm getting to practice, descriptions and stuff like that. And while I was doing that, I was working on some artwork. I found a really striking portrait when I logged on to DA today, and so I decided to, first I tried to make that a picture of one of my characters from my novel, but when that kept not working out, I was like, well, you know what, I'm just gonna paint it. So I painted a portrait of that in about an hour and a half, and I uploaded that onto my account, and then after that, while it's still doing the roleplay, in between writing my paragraphs, I drew a picture of one of my characters. That I haven't used for a project yet. I don't know if I'm ever going to use him for a real project, but I've been using him in a lot of roleplays over the years. So I just sketched him in the vampire style, I guess, you know, with the spot blacks and the white and the kind of exaggerated features. I mean, I'm obviously not as good as the books, but that's what I did today. And then, much to my dismay, much later this evening, I logged into Fiverr and I saw that one person that had been considering me 2 days ago had sent me another message. And I didn't log in this morning because it was such an unusual day. I got up at 10, by the way. And they were like, "Hey, okay, I think I thought about it and I think I want this and this and this. Here's a scene I want so we can get a sample of your work." So I replied, "That's cool." I did 2 little stick figure sketches going, "Wait, do you want the scene to look like this or like that for the composition?" And I sent it back. She says she's looking for photo reference right now, so I'm going to try and make sure that I get paid before I, like, I mean, I know they pay me afterwards, but I'm going to make sure it's clear that I want to get paid if I spend an hour making a quote-unquote sample for her. But if she does pick me for the project, I'll be really excited because I tried to pick rates that I thought were really reasonable, and it'll help give me a little bit of extra spending money before the school year starts, so I might be able to buy my own meals and stuff all semester, which would be really cool. Alright, thank you for listening.